Okay, so maybe you're thinking about checking out Topcotter, this training institute, the one over in Ambala,
In Haryana.
right, Haryana, India. They've got a whole bunch of different courses, and you're probably wondering, like, are they actually worth it? Are they any good? Well, get ready because today we are going deep.
Yeah, deep, deep.
Deep dive. We are going to break down what they offer, see what makes them different, and figure out, is this the place to launch your tech career?
Yeah, and right away, I gotta say, it's kind of interesting that they chose Ambala. You know what I mean? Like, it's not
It's not Bangalore.
exactly, not Bangalore, not like your typical tech hub. Makes me think they're trying to tap into like a different talent pool, maybe people who are,
Outside those big cities.
yeah, exactly,
Yeah.
which is smart,
Yeah.
wider reach, and maybe they can keep costs down too.
For sure. And speaking of what they offer, let's talk courses. I mean, the list is massive. Full stack Java, Mern stack, even like the basics,
But the
C++.
fundamentals.
And then they even have digital marketing. It's like they're trying to like cover everything, every
It's a
X.
lot, yeah. But that could be a good thing. It shows they're not just like chasing the latest fads, but
True.
they also get that you need a strong foundation,
Yeah.
So teaching those core skills, like C++, alongside the trendy stuff, the Mern stack, it tells me that they want their students to have like a well-rounded understanding.
Yeah, that's important. I mean, everyone wants to learn the latest, greatest thing, but you got to have that
You
base.
got to have that base, absolutely.
But honestly, the thing that stood out to me the most, like the thing that really caught my eye, is that they seem to be all about that hands-on experience. It's not just, sitting in a classroom listening to lectures. They're making you do
Yeah,
stuff.
they're throwing you right into projects, which in these fields, IT and digital marketing, like that's everything.
It is. Think about it. It's like, I don't know.
Like you could read every book about basketball.
Oh, perfect analogy.
Right, memorize every play. But until you're actually on the court, like reacting in real time, you don't really know the game.
You don't know the game, and it makes me think of those boot camps, where they take you from like zero to job ready in a few weeks.
Intense, but yeah, very effective.
Very effective because it's all about like
It's
doing.
all about bridging that gap.
Yeah.
Knowing the theory is one thing, but actually applying it, that's where the magic happens.
Totally. Okay, so they've got the courses, the hands-on approach, but let's be real. What everyone really wants to know is, will this actually help me get a job?
Right, that's the big
Because that
question.
is the question. And Topcotter seems to get that because they talk about their placement assistance all the time. They help with resumes, interview prep, even like connecting you with companies.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like they're holding your hands through that whole scary job search process.
Which can be a beast, let's be
Yeah.
honest, especially if you're new to all this. So having that support, man, that's huge.
It is. It's like having a safety net.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's zoom in on a few of the courses that really caught my eye. First up, full stack Java development. They cover a lot, from the core Java language to frameworks like Spring Boot. Now, I know Spring Boot is a big deal, but to be honest, I'm not 100% sure why. Like, what makes it so special?
Well, imagine like building a really complex web application, something massive.
Like Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Like a streaming service with millions of users.
Yeah.
You need something, a framework that can handle like insane amounts of data, all those user interactions, and that can just like scale up as your user base grows,
You can handle all that.
Yeah, that's where Spring Boot comes in. It's super robust, it's efficient, and it's basically made for those big enterprise level apps.
So it's not just about knowing Java. It's like you need to know the tools that can build like powerful things.
Precisely. It's about, taking your Java skills and building those mission-critical applications that everyone uses.
All right, next up, we got to talk about the Mern stack. It's one of those buzzwords you hear everywhere, but I'm still a little fuzzy on what makes it so different. What's the big deal with Mern?
Good question. What makes it unique is that it uses JavaScript, like for the whole thing, front end and back end. So it's super versatile and efficient for pretty much any web application you can think of.
So it's like having one tool that can do it all.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. And plus, it's open source, which means there's this huge community of developers constantly like improving it and adding to it. You've got MongoDB for the data, Express.js for the server-side stuff, React for the user interface, and then Node.js to like run the whole thing.
Okay, that makes it sound less intimidating.
It's a powerful stack for sure. Perfect for building those fast, responsive, dynamic web apps that everyone loves.
All right, last but not least, I got to talk about their WordPress course. This stat just blew my mind.
Oh.
Over 40% of the web runs on WordPress. Like, can you believe that?
It's crazy, right? It just shows how dominant WordPress has become.
It's everywhere.
It is. And it makes sense. It's user-friendly, super flexible, and there are just like endless plugins and themes you can use to customize your site. It's perfect for like simple blogs all the way up to those big e-commerce sites.
Yeah, and thinking about how Topcotter is so focused on hands-on learning, it makes you realize that, you know, taking a WordPress course there isn't just about the theory, it's about building an actual website that you could use for like a business or a portfolio or anything, really.
Absolutely. You come out of there with real-world skills, something you can actually use.
Okay, so we've talked about the courses, their hands-on approach, the job placement help, but what else makes Topcotter? They highlight these like five key advantages they offer, so let's break those down a bit.
All right, that's good.
First up, they brag about having experienced faculty, you know, highlighting their instructors' real-world expertise.
Which is huge. Think back to your own, like, school days. Were there teachers who just, like, stood out, who made the subject come alive?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's the same in the tech world, you know? Having teachers who've actually been in the industry, who've faced real challenges, like, that's invaluable.
Yeah, it's like the difference between reading about a place in a book and actually talking to someone who's been there.
Exactly. They can offer insights, little tips, even, like, warnings about things to avoid, stuff you wouldn't get from a textbook. It's about learning from the best.
Okay, advantage number two is something we've already touched on, but I want to dig a little deeper. They're all about hands-on training, which we know is important, but I'm curious, like, from your experience, what's the real magic of that approach?
It's about, like, learning by doing, you know, getting your hands dirty, messing things up, figuring out how to fix them. It's not just about, like, memorizing code. It's about understanding how to use it, how to debug it when things inevitably go wrong. Like, it's about problem solving.
So it's like learning to bake from a recipe versus actually getting in the kitchen and like experimenting.
Totally. You're going to make some mistakes,
yeah.
But that's how you learn.
All right. Next up, they mentioned state-of-the-art infrastructure. I mean, I get it. A nice base with good tech can make a difference, but
it's definitely a plus. I mean, think about it. Having fast computers, reliable internet, a comfortable place to work, it just makes it easier to learn. You're not fighting against like distractions and tech issues.
Yeah, and I guess for some people, that could make a big difference.
Absolutely. We all learn differently, right?
Mm.
Some people need that quiet space to focus, while others might thrive in a more collaborative setting. Having good infrastructure just means they can cater to those individual needs.
Okay, advantage number four is a big one for me, placement assistance. The job search can be like a nightmare.
It can be brutal, yeah.
And having someone to help you through that, like, that's huge.
Yeah, it's invaluable. They're not just teaching you skills, they're helping you, like, package those skills and present them to employers. It's like having a career coach in your corner.
It takes away some of the stress and uncertainty.
For sure. It's a huge advantage. Yeah.
And last but not least, they highlight their affordable fees and flexible timings. They offer weekday and weekend classes, which is great for people who work or, you know, just have busy schedules.
That's so important, that accessibility. It opens up their programs to a much wider range of people, you know,
yeah.
People who might have to work or have family stuff going on. It means they can still pursue their goals.
Right. It's not just for, like, the traditional student.
Exactly. They're trying to break down those barriers and make education possible for everyone.
All right. We've covered a ton of ground here. We've talked about their courses, their teaching style, the support system they have in place. But there's one last piece we need to look at. Their location.
Right. Ambala.
Ambala, Haryana. What's the deal with that?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because it's not one of those, like, typical tech hubs that you think of in India.
So what does it mean for someone who's thinking about going to Topcotter? What are the implications of being there?
It's kind of a double-edged sword. On the one hand, being outside a major city, it probably means lower costs, like for the institute itself, but also for the students in terms of living expenses.
That's a huge plus.
It is. Makes it more affordable.
Right. And for a lot of people, that's a big factor in their decision.
Absolutely. But on the other hand, being in a smaller city, it might mean there are like fewer networking opportunities.
Mm.
Or maybe you're not exposed to the latest industry trends as much as you would be in a big tech hub.
So there are definitely some trade-offs to consider.
For sure. It's about figuring out what's most important to you.
Okay, so before we get too deep into that, I think we need to address some of the common questions people might have.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's hit those FAQs. So first up, eligibility. Who can actually enroll in these courses? Do you need, like, a specific background or level of experience?
The good thing about Topcotter is they're pretty open to anyone. Like, whether you're a total beginner, you've never touched code before, or you've got some experience, They've got courses that fit different levels.
So you don't have to be a coding whiz to get started.
Nope, not at all.
Okay, that's good to know. What about certifications? Do they offer any kind of like industry recognized credentials?
Yeah, they do. When you finish a course, you get a certification from Top Cotter, which shows what you've learned. It's a good way to like prove your skills to employers.
Makes sense. It's like proof that you've put in the work.
Exactly.
Okay, next question. Course duration. How long do these programs usually last?
Well, it depends on the course, really. Mm-hmm. Some are short, like maybe a month. Others could be several months long.
So there's some flexibility there.
Yeah, they try to accommodate different needs and learning paces.
This is a big one for a lot of people. Do they offer online classes?
They do. They know that not everyone can, like, physically go to a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So they have online and offline options.
That's great. It opens it up to so many more people.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it more accessible.
Okay, we talked about placement assistance before, but let's get into the specifics. Like, what kind of support do they actually provide?
They go pretty far. They actually connect students with companies, help with networking, give advice on applications and interviews. It's pretty comprehensive.
It's like having a whole career support team.
Yeah, they really try to help their students succeed.
Okay, last question. How do you actually enroll in a course at Top Cotter?
It's easy. You just go to their website, www.topcotter.com. All the info is there. Mm-hmm. Courses, costs, schedules, how to enroll. You can even call or email them if you have questions.
Great. So we've covered a lot here. We've looked at their courses, how they teach, the support they offer. Top Cotter seems to be doing a lot of things right. But the question is it right for you?
That's the key, right? And to figure that out, we need to zoom out a bit. What's the whole IT and digital marketing landscape in India looking like right now? What opportunities are out there and how do you succeed in such a competitive field?
Great point. We've been focused on Top Cotter, but now it's time to put it all in context. So stay tuned as we explore the exciting world of tech in India and see where Top Cotter fits into all of that.
It's going to be good. Welcome back. So we spent some time really getting into the nuts and bolts of what Top Cotter offers, but now I think it's time to like zoom out.
That's the bigger picture.
Yeah. Look at the bigger picture. And the truth is, India's tech scene, it's exploding right now, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. It feels like everyone's talking about how India is becoming like the place to be if you're into IT or digital marketing.
Hmm.
But what's fueling all this growth? Why is India suddenly like the tech hotspot?
Well, I think it's a bunch of things coming together. You know, First off, you've got a huge young population that's just like incredibly tech savvy. They've grown up with the internet, smartphones, the whole deal. So they're not afraid of technology and they're eager to learn new stuff.
They're digital natives.
Exactly. And then you've got this rapidly growing digital economy. Like e-commerce is just booming. Everyone's using digital payments now. And businesses are realizing like, hey, we got to get online if we want to survive.
Right. They have to adapt.
And then on top of all that, you've got the government, you know, they're pushing all these initiatives to promote innovation and tech startups. So it's like everything's aligned to make India a tech powerhouse.
It's like a perfect storm of opportunity.
It really is. But of course, it's not all sunshine and rainbows, right? I mean, there's got to be a ton of competition.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, with so much talent and so many opportunities, it must be super competitive. So what does it actually take to like stand out in this tech landscape? What do you need to succeed?
Well, obviously, you need the technical skills,
right?
But beyond that, employers are really looking for people who can solve problems, think critically, adapt quickly to new technologies. It's not just about what you know. It's about how you use it.
So soft skills are important, too.
Oh, absolutely. You could be the best coder in the world, but if you can't communicate your ideas or work effectively in a team, you're not going to get very far.
Makes sense. Companies want well-rounded people.
Exactly. And that's where places like Top Cotter can really shine. By focusing on hands-on training, working on real projects, they're not just teaching technical stuff. They're also helping their students develop those soft skills that are so crucial in the workplace.
Okay, let's talk trends. What are the hot topics in IT and digital marketing right now? What should people be focusing on if they want to, you know, stay ahead of the curve?
Well, in IT, it's all about cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and cybersecurity.
Oh, the big three.
Yeah, the big three. And it makes sense, right? As more and more companies move their stuff online, they need people who can manage these systems, keep them secure, make sure they're running smoothly. Cloud computing, that's basically about storing data and software online instead of on your own computer. It's super efficient, and it can handle like massive amounts of data. Artificial intelligence, that's all about creating systems that can learn and make decisions like humans. It's changing everything, from how we shop to how doctors diagnose diseases.
It's kind of scary, but also super cool.
It is. And then cybersecurity, that's all about protecting data and systems from hackers. And with all the cyber attacks happening these days, the demand for cybersecurity experts is through the roof.
So those are the areas to watch in IT. What about digital marketing? Any big trends there?
Oh yeah, tons. Digital marketing is all about reaching the right people with the right message at the right time. And it's always changing. Search engine optimization or SEO, that's still huge. It's about making sure your website shows up at the top of the search results when people are looking for stuff.
Right, got to be on that first page.
Exactly. And then social media marketing, that's all about engaging with your audience on platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Content marketing, that's about creating valuable content that people actually want to read and share. Email marketing is still going strong, and it's becoming more personalized, using data to target specific people with specific messages.
It's all about knowing your audience.
Exactly. And then there's pay-per-click advertising, where you basically pay to have your ads shown to people who are already searching for products or services like yours. So yeah, digital marketing is a dynamic field, always changing and evolving.
Sounds like both IT and digital marketing are pretty exciting areas to work in. Always learning, always adapting.
Definitely. If you love learning new things, solving problems, and being on the cutting edge, these fields are perfect for you.
Okay, so let's bring it back to our listener. If you're thinking about a career in IT or digital marketing in India, what are some key takeaways from our conversation?
Well, first off, do your research. Don't just jump into the first course you see. Take some time to explore different career paths within these fields. Figure out what really interests you, what you're good at, and what's going to be in demand in the future.
So know yourself and know the market.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the importance of practical skills. Employers want to see that you can actually do the work, not just talk about it.
Right. Experience is key.
So look for internships, do personal projects, maybe even some freelance work, anything to get that real-world experience.
And networking, right. Can't forget about networking.
Oh, absolutely. Go to industry events, join online communities, connect with people in your field. Building relationships can open doors to amazing opportunities.
It's not just what you know, it's who you know.
Well, it's both, really. It's about building trust, showcasing your skills, and creating those mutually beneficial relationships. And one last thing I'd add, be prepared to be a lifelong learner. These fields are constantly evolving, so you got to be willing to adapt, learn new technologies, and always be pushing yourself to grow.
So embrace the learning process.
Exactly. That's the key to staying relevant and successful in these fast-paced industries.
Okay, I think we've given our listener a lot to chew on here. We've looked at Topcotter in detail, explored the exciting world of IT and digital marketing in India, and talked about some key trends and skills to focus on. But there's one last thing we need to come back to. Topcotter's location in Ambala.
Right, Ambala. We talked about how being outside a big tech hub could be a good thing, you know, lower costs, more focused learning environment. But let's get a bit more specific about what it actually means to be in Ambala.
So what's the vibe there? What's it like to live and study in Ambala?
Well, from what I've heard, Ambala is a pretty cool city. It's got a rich history, a laid-back atmosphere, and it's known for its friendly people, delicious food, and beautiful natural scenery.
Sounds pretty charming, actually. So what are the pros and cons of being in a city like Ambala versus, you know, a huge metropolis like Delhi or Mumbai?
Oh, the good stuff. Definitely the lower cost of living. It's way cheaper than living in a big city, mm-hmm. which is great for students who are often on a tight budget. And it's quieter, less hectic than those big cities. So it might be easier to focus on your studies without all those distractions.
That makes sense. But what about the downsides?
Well, you might not have the same access to, like, the latest tech events, the big networking opportunities, or the same job prospects as you would in a major tech hub.
Right. The job market might be smaller.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you might have to work a little harder to connect with potential employers, so it really depends on what you're looking for, right?
It's all about finding the right fit for you.
Exactly. Do you want the peace and quiet of a smaller city, or the excitement and opportunities of a big city? It's a personal choice.
Okay, so we've covered a lot in this deep dive. We've talked about Topcotter, the tech scene in India, and even the nuances of their location. But the big question is Topcotter the right place for you to launch your tech career?
That's the question, isn't it? And we're going to unpack that in our final segment. We'll bring all our insights together and offer some final thoughts to help you make the best decision for your future.
So stick around for the exciting conclusion to our deep dive into Topcotter.
All right, so we're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into Top Cotter. We've really covered a lot of ground, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Everything from like their courses and teaching style to what the whole tech scene in India looks like. Right. And even, you know, what it actually means to be an Ambala. But now it's time to answer the big question. Is Top Cotter the right place, you know, for you to kickstart your tech career?
I think it all comes down to like what we've been talking about this whole time. Top Cotter, they offer a good variety of courses, both in IT and digital marketing, and they really push that hands-on learning, which we know is so important.
Yeah, they seem to really get that.
And they don't just leave you hanging after you finish the course, you know.
Yeah.
They've got that placement assistance to help you like navigate the job market, find those opportunities.
Right, help with resumes, interviews, networking, the whole deal.
Exactly. And they're trying to make their programs accessible to more people, you know, affordable fees, flexible schedules, stuff like that. Plus, they've got experienced instructors who've actually worked in the industry, a nice modern learning environment. And it seems like they've created a pretty supportive atmosphere.
So a lot of things going for them.
Yeah. But of course, we're going to remember the trade-offs, especially their location in Ambala. Like if you're someone who really thrives in that, you know, bustling city environment, surrounded by the latest trends, tons of networking events, Ambala might not be the best fit.
Right. But if you're looking for a more like focused learning experience, somewhere more affordable and a bit quieter, Ambala could be perfect.
Exactly. It's about figuring out what works best for you, for your learning style and your career goals.
So here's something to think about. If you could design your dream tech career, what would it look like? Like what problems would you be solving? What kind of impact would you want to have on the world?
Would you be, I don't know, building the next big mobile app or designing those amazing websites that everyone loves.
Or maybe creating those digital marketing campaigns that go viral.
Yeah. Or maybe you want to work at a huge tech company or a small startup or even start your own business.
So many possibilities. But to get there, you got to think about, you know, what skills do you need? What knowledge do you need to acquire?
And if Top Cotter's programs seem like a good fit for your goals, then definitely, you know, go check them out. Visit their website. Maybe even give them a call to ask some questions. See if it feels right.
We've given you a lot of information in this deep dive. We've talked about Top Cotter, the whole tech scene in India, what to look for in a training program. Now it's your turn. It's time to take all this info and, you know, make it work for you. Start building that tech career you've been dreaming of.
Remember, investing in yourself, that's the best investment you can make.
Couldn't agree more. So keep learning, keep growing, and keep exploring all the amazing opportunities out there in the world of tech.
And that wraps up our deep dive into Top Cotter. Hopefully this has given you some clarity, some things to think about as you're figuring out your next steps.
Exactly. So until next time, keep on learning, keep on diving deep, and we'll catch you on the next episode.